Welcome to the Geek Twins podcast. We cover geeky entertainment with a multicultural slant. I am Nigel, and my brother Maurice couldn't be here today for this week's podcast, so I'm filling in. So right off the bat, this is our news segment. You know, there were a lot of things to talk about, to be honest. The Grammy Awards and the Star Wars release date being moved, but really, the death of Leonard Nimoy kind of overshadowed everything. He died on February 27th of a lung-related illness. Don't have all the details yet, but it was a real blow to the geek community. One tweet said it best that today, on Friday, every geek lost their favorite grandfather. He was 83. He was an actor, director, writer, photographer. Best known for his role as Spock in Star Trek. We did a rundown on our blog of the 6 best moments, and I won't go over all of them. You can go to thegeektwins.com to read the whole article, but of course, Star Trek The Wrath of Khan was his pivotal moment. The death scene in that movie, Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan, was, I think, his most poignant and iconic moment. Anyway, but he will be missed. You can also go to his website. He has a charity going on a little bit further as part of the promotion for the upcoming action sci-fi movie Chappie. I got the chance to interview Dr. Ayanna McCullough Howard. She is a roboticist and the Motorola Foundation professor in the School of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Talked about a few things. I'm going to play the recording of our interview. Just a heads up, it's not the best recording because I didn't have the right equipment. I just used my phone and it didn't come out too well. But the first question that I asked her, I asked, with the recent conflicts with Ferguson and things like that, Michael Brown between police and minorities, with the worldwide reaction to police officers confronting protesters with tanks and automatic weapons, I asked Dr. Howard whether she thought robot police, like in Chappie, would hurt or help relationships between police and the inner city.
That simple aspect of robot police, I don't think it's just having robot police. I don't think that's it. That when robots are part of our day-to-day, then a robot police is, you'll see a robot police, it could also be used to a robot dispatch driver on the street, a robot caretaker. So then it's not looking at
Thank you. Now, next question. Would you rather have super strong prosthetic arms or prosthetic legs?
My arms. Walking is such a complicated, so much more complicated than grabbing something. And so, arms, I can sit back. You can act back in the beginning of the night, they had arm prosthetics. Very simple and crude. Functional. And so, there's a lot more advancement than upper arm than
lower limb. Next, we're going to go over some reviews. Maurice was here. I know he wanted to talk about The Flash. He's not. I will go over RoboCop. I saw the remake from 2014. I thought it was interesting. The best he can say about it is that it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. But I didn't think it really held a candle. It was like Maurice's review of Total Recall, where if the original didn't exist, the remake might have been good, but you can't help but compare RoboCop, the original, with the new RoboCop, and it just it doesn't hold up. The original RoboCop had a powerful message, theme about technology and mechanization and corporations, greed and profits, and the new RoboCop was just about a cop who got turned into a robot. I thought it had more of an emotional resonance, like you really felt for Alex Murphy as a person and also his plight as a robot, but at the same time I felt like it was just going through the motions. Okay, he dies, okay, he becomes a robot, okay, he gets his emotions taken away, okay, he turns around, rebels against the company, but I didn't feel like the concept was really explored as well as it could be, certainly not as well as the original. It was a good action movie, but I didn't think it held up as well. Now, if we had a guest, we'd be doing our Would You Rather, but we don't, so you, the listener, will be playing our Would You Rather game. Okay, the game is simple. I'm going to ask three questions, and you have to pick between two choices. You cannot pick both, and you cannot pick neither. So, first question. Would you rather be the richest person in the world, but die in 5 years, or be immortal, but spend your life in poverty? Number two. Would you rather reverse time, or pause time? Number three. Would you rather be able to fly, or read minds? You can post your answers in the comments section for the podcast and also on our blog. Alright, that's it for this week. This is the Geek Twins podcast. Tune in hopefully next week and we'll be discussing more topics. As always, you can go to our website, www.thegeektwins.com. You can also go to my website, nigelgmitchell.com, and read more of my science fiction story. Alright, I hope you have a great week and take care.